In this isolating, impersonal, and confusing time in which we live, we need to hear a clear voice of truth. We need to hear about how we as human beings were created and a hope that it will one day be better than this. And so we look to the story of our beginning in the book of Genesis. And this morning we conclude our sermon series with the recognition that human beings were created with bodies, with flesh and bones. Now, if you felt a sudden wave of nervousness when I said the word body, you're not alone. As I was preparing this sermon, I had this sudden flashback of my eighth grade science class. I don't remember what the subject was, but our teacher was going to show this video clip that was supposed to teach us about science, but all I remember was the beginning. Our teacher prefaced the video with, "Now, I'm going to show you a video, and if you laugh at it, it means that you're very immature." So we prepared ourselves for how we might or might not seem immature. And the opening scene is this group of men and women in brightly colored leotards and doing these really weird moves. And so, of course, I couldn't help but laugh. I think I was the only one in the class, and so my teacher glared right at me. So I sometimes feel uncomfortable when talking about bodies, just in case you do too. This is how many of us respond when we hear the word body. We feel nervous and uncomfortable, and we want to hide. Hopefully no one's looking at our bodies. With a barrage of images and advertisements, we receive the subliminal message, or perhaps not so subliminal message, that we ought to look differently, that our bodies are not good enough. But if we can set aside our nervousness for a moment, we can admit that human bodies are truly magnificent. They change, grow, age, heal, reflect who we are and how we want to be understood by those around us. They are how we experience the world around us and how the world experiences us. Our bodies are how we communicate with one another, with postures of hope, anxiety, depression, fear, love, anger, and curiosity. And as we grow, we recognize that our bodies give us away. The confidence we try to exhibit is soon betrayed the moment we open our mouths or we step out from behind the computer or cell phone screen. It's been said that our bodies, our body posture, and our voices are at least 80 to 90% of communication. And so we hear the constant refrain to call instead of sending an email, or to hash a problem out in person instead of sending out a nasty tweet. Our bodies are who we are. They are not inconsequential. And in this increasingly technological and impersonal world in which we live, we need a theology that is incarnate, in the flesh, and personal. In Genesis 2, God creates man. God says that it's not good for the man to be alone, so God brings animals to the man. But among all of the animals, there's not the one who is to help him care for the garden. So God causes the man to fall into a deep sleep. He takes one of his sides and covers it up with flesh. From the man's side, God creates woman, and he brings the woman to the man. And as Genesis 1:31 says, "And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good." The man does not see God creating the woman because he's in a deep sleep. But when the woman is brought to the man immediately recognizes that she is bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh, and he calls her woman because she was taken out of man. And like the man, the woman is given a responsibility and a limitation. She is to serve the garden, but not to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. She is given a responsibility, and so she is above the animals, yet with her limitation, she is below God. Woman and man are created beings and are created to be obedient to their creator. They are not created to be equal with God. They're created with an important responsibility, yes, but they are still created beings. But woman and man are not content with how God created them to be. They want more. They want to be like God. And their desire takes root and they act on it. So they take and eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Soon after, they realize they're naked, so they hide their bodies because they don't want to be vulnerable with one another. Then when they hear God walking in the garden, they hide themselves even further because they don't want to be vulnerable with God. Because of their disobedience, their bodies receive the consequence. The woman will have great pains in childbirth, and the man will work the ground in great pain. Both of them will one day die. Man and woman were created with good bodies, but because of their disobedience, their bodies and souls and all of creation were committed to death. Man and woman could not do anything to change the course of history. Only the death of a perfect person could. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. Jesus came down from heaven and took on flesh. He took on our flesh, human flesh, so that he might die and destroy the one who has the power over death. Jesus died in the flesh and was then resurrected from the dead. And when he was resurrected, he didn't come back as a ghost. The New Testament actually talks about Jesus inviting his disciples to feed him something and to touch his wounds so that they could know that he was not a ghost, that he had a body. The Apostle Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 15 that because Jesus was raised in the body, we too shall be raised in the body. And because Jesus was raised in a body that will never die, we too will be raised in a spiritual body that will never die. As Christians, we need to recover our theology of the body. Our bodies were created good, but they've not always been used for good. They've not always been used to honor God. They've not always been used to serve one another and to live in community. They've not always been used to care for creation. And they've not always been used to rest in the presence of God. They've often instead been used to elevate ourselves and to pursue our own desires. As the Apostle Paul reminds the church in 1 Corinthians 6:19, your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God. You are not your own. You were bought at a price. So glorify God with your body. This is quite the statement from Paul. In our culture, we often hear instead, do what feels good to you. Do what makes you happy. So long as what you do doesn't hurt someone, it doesn't matter. Go ahead and do it. But this is not the message of Scripture. The purpose of our bodies is not to please ourselves or to become whoever we think we are on the inside. The purpose of our bodies is to live and to glorify God with our bodies. So what might this look like to glorify God with our bodies? This might look like someone close to me who knew that he was called to take better care of his body, and so he made a commitment to eat healthier and to exercise more frequently. When some of his close Christian friends asked him what he was doing as his spiritual disciplines, he said, exercising and eating better. I know that when my body is better physically, I will be better spiritually too. This might look like saying no to an obligation or a friendship so that you can take your husband or wife out on a date. This might look like intentionally encouraging someone's marriage or praying for a single person close to you. This might look like taking your children to the park or doing something that they want to do. This might look like giving away one of your favorite things. This might look like offering a word of blessing to someone. Tell them that they are deeply loved and that they are an incredible gift to you. This looks like being faithful to your spouse. This looks like waiting until you're married to have sex. This looks like honoring someone who has no capacity to honor you. As Jesus said in John 14, when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed. There are many ways in which we can honor God with our bodies. Our bodies were created and meant for good, and they are the temple of the Holy Spirit. They were bought at a price. So honor God with your bodies. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, you are good, and we thank you for creating us to be good. We thank you that you have created all of us, our bodies, and every part of us good. We confess that we have not always used our bodies for good. Please change us. We pray that every part of us would be used for your glory, that we would be motivated by your goodness. We thank you that you sent your Son Jesus in the flesh so that we could live forever with you, so that our bodies could be redeemed. We thank you for your goodness, and we pray that we would be obedient and give honor to you. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.